Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Well, you might think that that anniversary song is for me. This is the 21st anniversary of our company, of our business, of our show. But that anniversary song is written for Jay Meeks. Jay's with us. He's our guest this half hour. Executive Vice President of Small Business of Insperity. Hey, Jay, happy anniversary, baby. This is your 14th anniversary of being on my show.
Yeah, that's what my comment earlier was. I'm excited about that, but I'm getting less excited as years fly by.
Well, happy anniversary, baby. Thank you for 14 great years.
Thanks, Jim. We've had a great ride, and it's been a mutually beneficial relationship, I believe.
Well, and folks, Insperity has been part of our support group for 15 years. And as I say, full disclosure, they're our presenting sponsor. And I don't care about – I'm telling you, folks, it's a great company, and they've been the best to us. And Jay, on behalf of my audience and my organization, we thank you for your steadfast support of not just my little small business, but all small businesses. I see you guys work out there. I know the quality of your work, and I just want you to know that it's impressive, and it's almost unique, and I admire you guys, and I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate it. We're very blessed to be in a market that's up and growing, and working with small business who are really backbone of America. So we're right where we want to be. We're called to do what we do, and we take it seriously.
Folks, when he says he's called to do what he does, it's the truth. I've watched him for 15 years, and as you know, folks, you may have seen my gray hair. I've been around a long time. My gray hair is not premature, and so I know from good sales organizations. I was trained by some of the best. And Jay, you're one of the, I mean, the way you lead your sales organization is a clinic to watch. Tell the audience, share some of your wisdom with us on how you keep an organization is, I mean, that your last mile is getting farther and farther away from you. Out there, how do you keep all this going and growing at double digits?
Well, the fact is we have great leadership that work with me to make sure that last mile gets connected really strongly. But I think ultimately it's about understanding that as a leader of the sales organization, I serve those people. They don't serve me. I work for them. I take that to heart. I believe it right down to the depth of my being that my role is to help make their job easier. That's why I go out to the field and make actual sales calls with our people all over the country. Sometimes I call in companies with 10 employees, five sometimes. So it's really about demonstrating that you care, demonstrating that you listen, and executing on those ideas and those things that people give you and actually executing on them. And again, it's all about demonstrating care, concern, and risking doing things that ivory tower guys are not supposed to do, right? From a stereotypical perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's it's not that difficult. If you can lay aside your ego and think about those individuals out there that are really slinging hash out there in the field, and it's always hard to get a yes. Yeses are hard to come by.
And harder every day, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many alternatives, Jim. Mm-hmm. And there's so much static that a poor business owner is trying to wade through what's real, what's not. I mean, gosh, just look at the internet. You can get fooled in the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key. The key is any kind of sales leadership is you've got to care about your folks. You got to care about their well-being. You got to care about their future, and you got to demonstrate it. And the opportunities to demonstrate it, Jim, are profound. They're everywhere, all the time. A simple thing is responding quickly to emails.
Right.
A simple thing is following up on their requests.
Can I throw one other thing in here that I really think I'm not going to say it's in short supply, but I'm worried about it, and I want to encourage everybody. This ought to be something that's a no-brainer, but I don't think it is as much as it used to be. Be grateful, and don't just be grateful. Act grateful to people for their time, for their consideration, for their business. You cannot say thank you too many times. What do you think?
Yeah, look, we'll start with the country that we're living in. Okay, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm an American.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just go from there, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, that's a grateful heart is always a better place to start from. But your perspective is different.
But don't you think if your salespeople will take that on and just be have it just gushing out of them, I think that will differentiate you from a lot of folks.
Well, what we do, what I encourage our folks to do, Jim, is when they walk into the first meeting with a business owner, is to first of all say, you know, from Insperity, we want to thank you for sacrificing to become an entrepreneur and a business owner. We recognize that you're the last person that gets paid in the business, and we know that many times, you know, times are difficult, and we understand that. We were a small business. We were just two people 30 years ago that grew into a large company. So empathy, I think, is important. And then listen. Mm-hmm. You know, just shut up and listen. people will bare their souls if you just listen to them.
Yeah. Shut up, listen. I call it souls. Shut up, listen, sell. Hey, Jay. Thank you for so much for your 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Thank you for the 15-year relationship we've had. Thank you for all you do for small businesses, and come back real soon.
Well, Jim, I'm expecting 21 more years from you, buddy.
Let's do it. I'm ready. Okay. I'm having more fun this year than I did 21 years ago. Thank you, Jay. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, a great leader in the marketplace and one of my mentors. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're still celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.